Coming along now to item number 16, this is discussion for possible action regarding resolution number 20-576, granting the Story County Jeep Posse the sum of $10,000 for the purpose of renovating the historic Ice House on Toll Road in Virginia City, Nevada, for providing assistance to sick and injured persons in the community in need of such financial assistance. So, Ms. Mathew.
I'll handle this one, Mr. Chairman. I prepared the resolution on this. There is no increase. This is
Mr. Loomis, before you continue, I believe one commissioner has a statement he wants to make.
Chairman, I was informed yesterday that my daughter received a scholarship from the G Posse, and so I'm going to have to recuse myself from this.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Carmona. Mr. Loomis, if you'd like to continue.
Yeah, this is the sum has not changed from what has traditionally been granted to the G Posse. And they are using that, as I've been advised, for the purposes of renovating the ice house, and they also provide some social services to members in the community that request that type of aid, including providing scholarships for some of the students coming out of the schools.
Right. Thank you, Keith. Yes. And in addition to that, this is also another county-owned building, as well as the others that we're contributing to. So. So in any
Mr.
event,
Chairman,
who's that? Austin?
Mr. Chairman, when you're ready.
Yeah, hold on a second here. Yeah, so give me a second here. So we're talking over each other there. So this building that sits up on the divide, it's called the Ice House because it's next to the reservoir on the divide, and that's where they used to cut ice out of the reservoir in the early days before we had any type of refrigeration. And so that was part of the water company up there where they manufactured ice for mostly the businesses in Virginia City. But the ice only lasted usually until about spring. They would store it under the sidewalks. They would put a layer of ice, then a layer of sawdust, and a layer of ice. And so the bars and restaurants had ice in the winter and in the spring, but by the time late spring came, all the ice had melted. But this is a county-owned property, and the Jeep Posse has been there for a long time. I think they've been in that location over 50 years. I remember as a teenager, my dad had helped me. We had some old wagon wheels, and so the wagon wheels you see hanging from the ceiling in there that have been electrified are a donation my dad gave them about 50 years ago. So they've had possession of that building for a long time. They've done a lot of improvements there on the building, the barbecue area, the trap range, and all of that. And of course, the parking lot's about 10 times bigger than it was when they took over. But anyway, this is another one of our nonprofits here that we try to help out. So, with that said, Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just asked to relay a few things that they're working on. It's reportedly that they, this year there was a walk-in refrigerator on the door replacement that needed to be done. It's a major thing. It isn't just like a normal residential refrigerator. They've also been saving money and will use part of this money for drainage improvements that are needed. Right behind them is the divide reservoir, and there is water coming into the building through a wall. We don't know if it's coming from the reservoir, but probably from area drainage. So they're looking at doing a French drain system that probably is going to run 10, 20, or 30,000. They've been using this money. They have planned for that. Some of the money from the previous year, it's reported that they have saved for that project. In addition to some of the scholarships, it was reported $2,500 went for a student to go to Washington, D.C. This year for a project. $1,000 and another $1,000 reportedly to two other students for general scholarships. That's
okay.
All I have. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks, Austin. Are there any members from the G Posse in the audience? Is Casey here? No? Okay. I'll go ahead and open up public comment.
Hi, Marshall. It's Nicole Bard, Highlands Resident.
Good morning. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay, I'm on my phone, so I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. Austin, what you just read off as far as what the posse is doing isn't included in the packet. Is it possible for me to get access to their audited financials from last year to find out what they did with the money last year? Because all of the other organizations that the county gives money to have financials. They're publicly available, and they have audits.
Okay, we were losing you there, Nicole. I don't know if you're moving away from your base station there, but you're becoming inaudible there. So try again.
My question, can you hear me now?
Yes.
My question is, can the public have access to the GPOSI's financials, and in particular their audited financials? Every other organization the county gives money to has publicly available financials, I believe, because the money they're getting is public. And the posse, what Austin read off, isn't in the packet, so the public doesn't know what they do with that money.
If you can have access to their financials, I guess, Nicole, I'd have to suggest that you ask the GPOSI if you can have access to finance. I've never seen a financial from the GPOSI, so I don't know if they've I don't know if they've ever submitted one to the county.
So the county doesn't ask for financials or accountability from the organizations that they give our tax dollars to?
Austin, do you want to?
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, well.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you called on me. I'm not going to defer this to Mr. Loomis. I do believe there's some legalities to this question that's been brought up before. Before I respond to anything, Mr. Loomis, would you like to chime in on any legalities to that question?
Well, what the county has done is established that the GPOSI is a recognized nonprofit organization. We have not, to my knowledge, we've never asked for an audited statement from the GPOSI as to what they did with the money. So. And I don't know of any requirement in the statutes that says they have to provide that. I mean, it's certainly something that could be requested if the county wants to do that.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to reach out to the GPOSI folks and ask if they'd like to provide some type of information regarding the projects they have planned for the facility.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Is there any additional public comment? Hearing none, Commissioner Carmona, if I get a motion to approve. Oh, I can't. Excuse me. Commissioner Gilman, can I get you to go ahead and entertain a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve resolution number 20-576, granting the Story County GPOSI the sum of $10,000 for the purpose of renovating the historic ice house on Toll Road in Virginia City, Nevada, and for providing assistance to the second injured folks in the community.
Very good. I'll second your motion. It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.